USA Radio News.
Buffalo's top friendly market is reopening for the first time in 2 months after a mass shooting claimed the lives of 10 people and shut its doors. Tops President John Pearson said that the store's management team felt confident to reopen the supermarket because store associates and local residents expressed a need for the store to reopen again. The Indiana doctor who performed an abortion on a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio and later mentioned the girl's plight to a local newspaper did not violate the girl's privacy. This is all according to her employer, who released a statement. A review of Dr. Caitlin Bernard's conduct in the matter found her, quote, in compliance with privacy laws. This is USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
There's going to be some changes with United Healthcare options.
Health insurance company United Healthcare announced during an earnings call Friday, starting next year, United Health will stop charging a copay to its fully insured members for several critical medicines, including insulin. Red-hot inflation has led many patients to ration life-saving drugs and become sicker as a result. CEO Andrew Witte added, "This all depends upon manufacturers restraining and lowering the list price of their products, which is the fundamental driver of costs." End quote. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Former President Donald Trump says he's already made a decision about whether to run again in 2024. In an interview with New York Magazine, Trump said his, quote, big decision will be whether he announces before or after November's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A woman has been charged with defrauding the government of over $2 million in COVID-19 relief loans, with prosecutors alleging that she used some of her gotten gains to fund plastic surgery. The 39-year-old of Gwinnett County in Georgia was indicted after the DOJ accused her of submitting dozens of fraudulent applications on behalf of her own business and on behalf of other companies through a tax firm. She stands accused of conspiracy to commit wire fraud and bank fraud, along with other charges including conspiracy and money laundering. If convicted, the woman could face 30 years in federal prison plus 5 years of supervised release. More than half of Americans now live in communities where the Center for Disease Control and Prevention urges indoor masking and other measures to curb a surge in COVID-19. This is all according to figures that were published by the agency. The 10 most populous counties moving from medium to high this week include Los Angeles County, Cook County, Illinois, Dallas County, Texas, King Country, Washington, Suffolk County, New York, Fulton County, Georgia, and Collin County, Texas. Federal health officials have been urging Americans to take precautions to curb the fast-spreading BA5 subvariant of Omicron. This is USA Radio News.